Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The vaccination programme is likely to be extended to include all 12 to 15-year-olds, according to RTE News. A recommendation that all children in this age category be included has been made to government by the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, and it's expected to be approved by Cabinet in the next hour. Liam Fanning is Professor of Immunovirology at University College Cork's Department of Medicine and joins me on the line. Professor Fanning, you're very welcome. Thank you for being with us.
Hello, Claire.
So what vaccine do you think it's likely to be? The Pfizer vaccine has been used for teenagers in Israel. The EMA approved the Moderna vaccine a few days ago. Which one do you think will be used here?
Well, I think actually we may actually get approval for both. Both vaccines have been approved by the EMA, so there's no reason to suspect that they'd give preference to one over the other. Yes, you're right. Lots of the Pfizer vaccine has been used in this age group in Israel, and has been shown to have very good efficacy. And the clinical, backing up by the data that we saw from the clinical trials, the clinical trial data was done on small numbers given the age profile of the participants. But out of 2,000 individuals, and they were split roughly 50-50, in the unvaccinated group, 16 individuals acquired COVID-19 infection. So this is the kind of baseline data on which they're used, the EMA used to approve this vaccine or these vaccines in this age group. And, so the risk, the real margins of protection are probably somewhere of the order of 80 to 100% from infection because of the small numbers. But nonetheless, it's still quite a robust trial.
And we know that in the UK, they prioritised people, or rather they said that only people between the ages of 12 to 15 who had underlying conditions should be vaccinated. That doesn't seem to be the case here. But do you feel that they should be first in the queue?
I suppose prioritisation will be a matter for NIAC, and obviously if it can be managed that vulnerable individuals are put first to the queue, yes, that's a very good strategy to protect those individuals and their families. But ultimately all 12 to 15-year-olds should be encouraged, or their guardians and parents should be encouraged to give consent for their care to take this vaccine. These are wonderful vaccines, Claire. You know, they've been shown very much largely to protect against hospitalisation and death in the adult population, and the similar outcome would be expected in children.
Okay. Do they need to be vaccinated, or is this about reaching a point where we can say we have herd immunity?
Well, they do, in my opinion, they do need to be vaccinated for a couple of reasons. One is, they still have the spectre of a few individuals getting long COVID, and nobody wants their child to be kind of, vulnerable to that. The other thing is that Ireland is a kind of a society of nuclear families, and, children can be repositories of this infection and pass it on. So, both to protect themselves and to protect others. And also, Claire, remember, we're going to have the secondary schools coming back in September, and to give the most robust protection we can to the continuation of their education and socialisation, we should encourage all individuals between 12 and 5 to take this vaccine.
Now, parents will be looking at this and they'll be concerned about reports that they've heard about the link between heart inflammation in adolescent boys and mRNA vaccines. What can you tell us about that?
Well, what I would encourage each parent and guardian is to discuss any medicines that they're going to give their child and understand the risks and the benefits to each medicine. And these COVID vaccines are no different in that regard. The incidence of myocarditis, and that has been shown to be a very rare complication in adults under 30, largely, as you're correct, in men. The data on the 12 to 15-year-olds is a little sparse at the moment. And the expectation is that it would probably follow the profile in the data that we have in the under 30s. So a risk, but nonetheless, the complications from picking up COVID-19 still mean that the benefits of getting the vaccine outweigh, the benefits of protection outweigh the chance of letting your child getting COVID-19. Nobody wants their child to get COVID-19. Because remember, Claire, we're coming into the flu season as well, and we're going to have, all the usual head colds and symptoms associated with head colds complexed with COVID-19, which kind of crossed over quite a bit.
All right, Professor Liam Fanning, thank you for joining us on that one.